Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate, NFL Week 13. I'm Paul Papp. My man Sean Sears and I are here. We are shot out of a cannon. Morale is high, low on sleep, high on energy. Great week of football and food, Thanksgiving Day games, Bears game on a Friday, national TV. That's a total bonus. Standalone game, huge stage. Up against good college football games. We're going to get to college football in a little bit. Bears, of course, we're going to break down all morning long. Big show today, Sean. Coming up later, Sean Salisbury, my good buddy, NFL analyst, former USC quarterback, former NFL quarterback. He'll join us about 20 minutes to talk about the Bears and the improvement in Caleb Williams and to break down last night's big win. Also coming up in just a little bit, this is a bonus from the Bears. Linebacker number 45, Amen Ogbonbaminga. I nailed that. Number 45, a lot of play. Thank you, Sean. Bears will be linebacker will be joining us in about 6 or 7 minutes from the locker room. We got to talk to him last night. Unbelievable job by the linebackers. We're going to get to all that in a little bit, but welcome to the tailgate, Saturday, late November, post-Thanksgiving. The lead this week in Chicago all week was the Bears being in first place in the NFC North. Morale was high, short week, close win over that Aaron Rodgers-less Steeler team, and now to yesterday. We spent all week enjoying being in first place in the NFC North, but I think a lot of time this week was spent looking at that Eagles game and figuring out how the Bears are going to win. Kyler Gordon's back, Jalen Johnson's back, a lot of linebackers still out. Offensive line doing well, running game doing well, most of the offense doing really well. Injuries, you're worried about the tush push. Are the Eagles vulnerable? You know, the Eagles were coming off a game where they looked great in the first half, up 21-0 against the Cowboys, and then they lost. They gave it up again on national TV. That was a rough week for the Eagles. And I think, Sean, you were over at the Score yesterday. It felt to me like a lot of people listening to the Score this week were like, how did the Bears figure this one out? They figured it out against, you know, New Orleans and other teams like the Giants that weren't that good, but it felt like there was trepidation about that game. Is this fair to say?
Yeah, I don't think many people thought the Bears were going to win that game, and it just felt more like, I think that the overwhelming thought going into it was that just the Eagles needed this way more than the Bears did. They already kind of like had overshot their goodwill there. Now it was time for the Eagles to buy some of it back, and the Bears said no.
Yeah, it felt like a game where that the Eagles would regroup and have a bounce back game after being embarrassed, and you couldn't picture it happening 2 weeks in a row. And the score last night, 24-15. Bears are now 9-3. It's kind of like, I woke up this morning, up early, of course, to do the tailgate, the most popular Saturday morning show in all of Chicagoland, and maybe even in DeKalb. I had like that pause, you know, where you wake up and you kind of realize something. I woke up and about 3 seconds later, I'm like, did the Bears just steamroll the Eagles on national TV? If I told you a year ago that the Eagles, which were a juggernaut last year, cruising on their way to a Super Bowl, known for their offensive line, known for their defensive line, just a year later, the Bears would run for 280 yards against the Eagles at over 6 yards a clip. I mean, that looked like an Oklahoma-Kansas football game in 1985. They were running on them all day. Now, it was a little closer, but it was the feeling of that game was like, I can't believe this is happening. So let's get right to it. Let's break down this game. This is like, you know, I'm going to run through in detail what happened yesterday. Of course, everyone watched it, but this is like breaking down a movie that you loved. First quarter, pregame mood, little trepidation. I think there was a lot of pump up with Bears fans with Jalen Johnson being back, Kyler Gordon being back, the linebacker still hurt. It was very breezy. You can't see that on TV, but Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels were like crosswinds, wind in the face. It looked like a day that the passing game would be affected, and it was. The first quarter, the Bears have a TD drive, 11 plays, 78 yards. It was mostly Swift and Manungai back and forth, cutback runs, jet sweeps a little bit. Caleb didn't do a lot in that first quarter. 5 of 9, 36 yards. Wasn't asked to do a lot. It was power and cutback runs by Manungai and Swift all day. And the Eagles offense did almost zero in the first quarter. I think Jalen Hurts had 3 yards passing. The Eagles fans were booing them in the first quarter of a nationally televised game against the Bears. Think about that for a second. Not this third quarter. They were still frustrated from last week. So the Bears score up 7-0, end of the first quarter. They have 84 yards rushing at the end of the quarter. Second quarter, 11 minutes to go. Eagles drive down to get a little field goal. Bears get the ball, 3rd and 7. Don't get it done. 7-8 on third down. The Bears were 7 for their first 8 on third down. Swift was running. Manungai was running. There was a play in the second quarter where Caleb misses Adunze in the front of the end zone. Then a pass was tipped and a touchdown became a field goal. So with 6:44 left, Bears are up 10-3. It felt great. The running game felt great, but 10-3 didn't feel like enough. It felt like it should have been 14-3. Eagles do 3 and out, more booing. The next drive, 5 minute drive, 5 minutes left in the half. Caleb floated a few passes, then he got sacked. Then there was a punt. Eagles with 2:47 left, flag on 3rd and 9. They have to punt. They got offensive pass interference on a big 3rd and 9. And Kirk Herbstreit said something with about 2.5 minutes left in the first half. This game feels like it's 21-3, and it wasn't. It was 10-3, and that kind of made me nervous. As a Bear fan, as a Bear supporter, as everyone listening right now, you have that feeling like we should be up more, reminding me of some of those games in September. You should be up more. And there's almost pick in the first half. A ball was tipped with the Bears with a minute 36 left. Didn't get that last drive. You go into halftime down 10-3. It didn't feel like enough. It's a weird position to be at halftime of a 10-3 game against the defending Super Bowl champs and saying, we should have been up more. We should have been up 21-3. But that's what it felt like because the running game was out of hand. And I go back to the past 10 years, the Eagles have been built on their defensive line and their offensive line in any order. And they're known for not letting things like this happen. And it felt so weird, like, okay, the Eagles are going to right the ship in the second half. But the start of the second half, Eagles, 3 and out. Bears punt. Eagles make a couple plays. And then it just felt like they weren't finishing drives. Kevin Byard has a pick. Bears go 3 and out. Missed opportunity. A couple plays later, a touchdown catch by the Eagles, you know, and they're starting to make a little bit of a play. And then the really bad play in the third quarter was the Bears were driving and Caleb Williams was trying to throw to a little bubble screen there. And he just kind of lollipopped it. Hunt from the Eagles tipped it to himself. And got this interception. When that play happened, I was like, oh, man, this could turn in a little bit. I mean, really quick. And again, Kirk Herbstreit was saying the same thing. It felt like 10-3 was not enough, and it was going to be 10-10 really quick. Then a couple plays later, one of my favorite plays of this entire season for the Bears, the Eagles are trying a tush push, which they've done 1,000 times. It looked like it was no big deal. And then Nashawn Wright came around the backside and just kind of saw Jalen Hurts sitting there like a wounded animal and just ran in and took the ball away from him. And you couldn't even see it on TV. Al Michaels couldn't see it. We couldn't see it. And then you see Bears players just jumping up, go, we're going the other way. And then on the replay, it was clean. You know, if you're going to allow the tush push to happen, if you're going to allow the play to just go on and let the Eagles players push and push, then they don't blow the whistle for forward advantage, you know, forward progress. And Deshaun Wright said, hey, I can't get around him. I can't get in front of him. I'll just go take the ball away from him. The only bad thing about that, the Bears drive didn't really work out. They didn't get the touchdown off it. And it felt like you end the quarter, it's 10-9. The Eagles missed the extra point. You go to the fourth quarter. Bears start that fourth quarter with a 12-play, 87-yard drive. Monungai with a TD run. You're up 17-9. Eagles come back with a three and out, another three and out. The Bears, another long drive, burning clock. Caleb rolls left, hits Kmet for the touchdown. When he threw the pass to Kmet, Robbie, I don't know if you thought the same thing. It looked like he was going to run for an easy first down, and then he kind of pauses, pumps, and lollipops it to Kmet. And I was like, no, 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 yes! You ever have one of those?
That's exactly my reaction, because it looked like he was throwing it away, and all of a sudden you see Cole Kmet running on underneath this like Hail Mary-style throw.
Yeah, a little lollipop to Kmet, and Kmet, you know, doesn't get as many targets as he used to, but that was as big as it gets. The Bears go up 24-9. The Eagles have a long drive, touchdown to Brown, get it to 24-15. And a really weird thing happened. I'm sitting there at home. I'm like, well, clearly they're going to go for the one-point conversion and make this a one-score game. You go for a one-point conversion if you're the Eagles, and all of a sudden the pressure now turns to the Bears to get more than a few first downs. There was like 3 minutes left, and the Eagles had all their timeouts. And they went for a two-point conversion and didn't get it. And I think it's flawed logic, because if you get the one-point conversion, now it's a one-score plus a two-point conversion game. The pressure shifts to the Bears to get it done. Now, you're up two scores. You're up 9 points. And now you could drive any way you want. Now you can't be haphazard and you can't go three and out. But I didn't understand what the Eagles were thinking there. And I would love to ask Ben Johnson what he would have done in that situation if he ever joins the tailgate, 670 score on Paul Papps. But it seemed like flawed logic by the Eagles. And they put themselves in a worse position. And there it finished. They drive down a little bit more, but it finishes 24-15. And I was like a wet rag when that game was over, because it was like it was never going to end. But it was a rolling, an absolute steamrolling of the defending Super Bowl champs. 281 yards on offense, decent passing, a lot of defense. The defense did a fantastic job. Patchwork, again, Dennis Allen. If there's an award for coordinator of the year, he should be up for it. An unbelievable job by them, unbelievable job by the running game. And it's funny, because you go into this season as a Bears fan, you're like, well, got a lot of stuff. Got skill positions, got defensive backs. Do we have a running game? Swift is a nice back, and Monungai is an unknown out of Rutgers. He's had an awesome season. Two good backs might be better than one great one, because two good backs don't cost you that much money. Saquon Barkley, what did he do yesterday? His team got swamped up. But it was a really fun win, really good job by the Bears, and a bit surreal to see on national TV. It's like all the people in national media who have, I wouldn't say dinged the Bears the past 2 months, but said, well, I'm not believing what I'm seeing. I'm not sure what I'm seeing is real. That was not a lucky win. That wasn't a fluke win. That wasn't a comeback with a fluky play that happened. That was a steamrolling. I keep using that word because it's the best word I could think of the Eagles. And you never thought it happened. Here's a little bit of Coach Ben Johnson after the game talking about the running game.
Yeah, I think we had a good amount of volume for such a short week in terms of the run game, the number of formations and concepts that we had up. Our guys handled it really well going into the week. And as a play caller, you know, like I said, it's that balancing act, because if you hang with something a little bit too long, then all of a sudden you're looking at a third and long and wondering why the drive stalled. And so I look down, I see 36 attempts. I'm like, well, shoot, I probably threw it. I called too many pass plays this game, and especially with how we're running it. And so that's an area that I can be better at too.
Yeah, that's wild. Every time they ran the ball, just felt better and better and better. Go back a year ago. A year ago, the Bears got embarrassed on national TV on Thanksgiving as Detroit Lions. Bad clock management, big loss. Next thing you know, Matt Eberflus is fired. A year later, a year to the day, if you're watching on social media because they didn't show it live on TV, the head coach of the Bears, Ben Johnson, is taking his shirt off in front of his team, having a great time. It was like a party in the locker room. And he knows if he takes the shirt off, you know the deal. Free hot dogs at the Wiener Circle in Wrightwood and Clark in about 2 or 3 days. And it's funny that, Sean, I'm going to break this down. They asked Ben Johnson to do this about 2 months ago with the shirt off thing. Smart move by Ben Johnson. You don't do it too early. You don't do it September, October. Do it in late November on a big national TV win against a great team when you're in playoff contention. Also, Sean, I think he had 2 months to get pumped up and jacked up.
He went full. Who plays Wolverine? What is it? You know, like, gosh.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, exactly. Went, like, you know, 2 months, staying cold, pop the shirt off for those veins to pop out. It was beautiful.
Right, probably eat a little better, a little blueberries in the morning, a little salmon in the day.
Well, he's got to prepare for all these hot dogs he's going to eat.
Yeah, he's probably got Grady Jarrett spotting him. He got nice and lightly jacked, middle-aged coach jacked, as we'd all like to be. He whips that shirt off, the place went berserk. It's all over national sports TV, radio, and also social media. My wife even goes, did you see what Ben Johnson? I'm like, yeah, honey, I saw what Ben Johnson did last night. Are you kidding? And he takes his shirt off. And, of course, his quarterback, Caleb Williams, had his back.
So did Ben take his shirt off in the
He did take his shirt off. He's a man of the people. Let's say that.
See, it's unbelievable. There's things you wake up from and it's like a dream. I got up this morning and said, did Ben Johnson take his shirt off in the locker room after kicking the hell out of the Eagles on national TV? It's surreal. It is surreal. So a bonus for us after the game last night, the Bears were nice enough to help us out, and they gave us number 45, Bears linebacker, Amon Ogbonbaminga. Oh, I nailed that. So he joined us from the locker room, and I asked him first question, Amon, what's the locker room like after the big win?
Man, it was a huge celebration, but the type of team we have, we move on really, really quick, and we know, you know, there's just more out there. So we enjoy the win, 24 hours go by, and then we back to work, you know, and I've never been a part of a team that works for everything that they get, and we work. So it's no surprise when we put in the work, we don't take any shortcuts. And, you know, that's just the pride that we have as a group, and it's paying off.
Going into the Eagles game, you guys are watching tape preparing for the Eagles offense all week. Do you watch more tape of the first half or the second half against Dallas? Because it looked like two different teams.
No, we watch all of it. And like I said, there's no shortcuts in what we do. So we were prepared. You know, DA called it a great game, our DC, and, you know, we just went out there and executed it. It was just an assignment sound game, and, you know, if we were all, you know, on our assignments, then we weren't worried about anything. You know, no person, no human. You know, they have great players over there, but we have great players as well, and we just wanted to go out there and execute.
Now, before the game, you see the weather and a little bit of blustery. Do you expect more of a running game? Because it seemed like the Bears' offense was running the ball early due to the weather. Are you expecting more runs and passes in the first quarter?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely try to get their run game going. But like I said, it was all about assignment, gap, sound, defense. And, you know, if we knew that, we got numbers to the football, there was nothing to worry about. So everybody did their job, you know, at a high level. We executed a game plan and, you know, came out with a win and held them to, I don't know, 70, 80 rushing yards. And, you know, that's a guy who had 2,000 last year and was running all over everybody. So it was a very proud performance from our whole defense because it takes all 11.
Bears linebacker number 45, Amon Ogbonbaminga. I think I nailed the pronunciation. You had a real nice
name. Yeah, that was pretty good right there.
I feel proud of myself. That was my second try. Now, I want to get to the tush push because not a lot of teams have been successful for it. And you guys stacked it up pretty well in the play. Then Nashawn Wright comes around the end and strips Jalen Hurts. Where were you in the pile on that play?
Actually, I came off the field. We went a heavy package. It was a one-for-one. A D-lineman came on and, you know, like I said, we executed the game plan. We knew they were going to do it. You know, we got attacked on it last week.
What was the reaction on the sideline when you saw that ball come out?
No surprise, man. We find ways to make plays, and we don't fold under pressure. No surprise.
You know, you've been getting a lot more playing time. We talked about the linebacker injuries with the Bears. When you get in a game and you're preparing all week, you know, we at home sitting there going, wow, it's a backup linebacker, it's a backup linebacker. But you guys don't see yourselves as backup. You got to be ready to play at any time.
Right. I mean, in this league, things can happen so fast, and you have to prepare like you're a starter every single week. Even if you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you are on the depth chart, you know, you just got to prepare like you're going to start every single game. So, you know, we all prepare. We've been prepared all year. Our coaches have done a great job of making sure we're locked in. You know, Coach Smith and Coach Kev, along with DA, you know, we just stay locked in and we always quiz each other. You know, we get quizzed by DA every meeting. Like, he has random people in the meeting, you know, because he says, at the end of the day, we're going to have to go win a game for the team at some point in the season. So kudos to them and, you know, helping us stay prepared.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable defensive effort. I mean, sitting at home watching the game, it just looked like you guys enforced your will on the Eagles' offensive line, which not a lot of teams have done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they have a great offensive line. Obviously, you know, they run the ball over, you know, all over every single person or every single team that they face. So, like I said, it just went down to being gap sound, and we preached all week. You know, it was a short weekend. You know, we executed the game plan, and it legit took all 11 players on the field to execute that game plan fully.
Now, I want to get you out of here, but one thing, can we get a stress-free win one weekend? I don't think I'm going to make it through all these games.
That was pretty stress-free. I mean, it was two-score lead, you know, against a Super Bowl champion. You know, what else do you want from us, man? We're just trying to find ways to win.
It was fantastic to watch you play. All right, last question. Did you do Thanksgiving dinner before on Wednesday night, Thursday night, or are you planning on doing it after, or are you going to have two Thanksgiving dinners?
I'll probably do it after. I, you know, couldn't eat all that food on Thursday night, you know, right before the game. So we're going to get together as teammates and, you know, we're going to celebrate this win.
Yeah, turkey, gravy, and football don't go well together if you're playing linebacker. Thanks all for joining the tailgate. It's great having you on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That was great. Chicago Bears linebacker Amon Agbogbaminga, really good player, young player. The NFC North right now. Again, you're listening to Tailgate 670 Score. Sean Sears and I getting you through on a Saturday morning after the huge Bears win 24-15 against the Eagles. The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Packers are looking way better. The Lions are looking a little shaky, and I had the Lions as my Super Bowl pick, and they're just having too many bad weeks in a row. Packers now 8-3-1. Lions 7-5. The Vikings are 4-7. They play on Sunday. I don't think they're in the mix for anything, playoff spot or anything like that. Big NFL slate coming up this weekend. Go back to Thanksgiving. Packers 31-24. Jordan Love, 4 touchdowns for the Packers. He's really ready to ship. The Cowboys 31-28 over the Chiefs, and the Cowboys are right back in the thick of things at 6-5. Chiefs 6-6, and in that danger zone. Bengals-Ravens, not too juicy of a game, but Joe Burrow, give him credit for coming back and not being soft and just sitting out the rest of the season. 32-14. The Bengals play the Ravens again, and the Ravens are not looking good. Lamar Jackson not looking good. Quick on the Sunday slate, 49ers-Browns. 49ers are 8-4. Nobody's talking about them. Jaguars-Titans should be no problem for the Jaguars. Texans-Colts, that's a big one on Sunday. Texans 6-5 on a bit of a roll. Colts 8-3, they got to right the ship. A couple ugly games, Saints-Dolphins, Falcons-Jets. Cardinals-Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield playing hurt. Buccaneers 6-5, they need to stay afloat in their division, even though the Panthers aren't that good. Then the next game, Rams at Panthers. Panthers are usually good for one upset a year. Don't know if this will be it, but the Rams are the de facto pick to win the Super Bowl right now. If you went through all the odds makers and all the people who cover the sport, Bills, Steelers, that's a big one. Raiders, Chargers 7-4. They got to right the ship a little bit. Broncos, Commanders, the late game on Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Broncos look great at 9-2. Jaden Daniels not playing for the Commanders. And Giants, Patriots. Patriots look good, but they've had some offensive line issues. Patriots are kind of a wounded 10-2. That's Monday Night Football. A lot to get to, a lot coming up. But coming up next, college football, the morale meter, my Bears prediction for the next 4 or 5 games, and we're joined by former USC quarterback, former NFL quarterback, my good buddy, NFL analyst Sean Salisbury. That's next. This is the Tailgate, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst. Coming up in a few minutes, former NFL quarterback, USC quarterback Sean Salisbury, to talk about the Bears game and the Bears next month in the NFC North. If you missed Bears linebacker Amen Agbaminga, download the app, download the Odyssey app, and don't forget the podcast of The Tailgate is available right after the show. Download the Tailgate podcast, subscribe, click on it, all that good stuff. Listen to it after the show to get you ready for Saturday football, to get you ready for Sunday football. Thanksgiving may be my greatest week of the year, my favorite week of the year. Food, family, and football, not necessarily in that order. I could get family sometimes. You never know. Football never fails you. Food never fails you. College football, a lot to talk about. Last week was a bit of a light slate with college football. Oregon back in the mix after beating USC. College football on Friday was interesting. Indiana absolutely rolled Purdue, 56-3. IU was just cruising. Texas, UT, Arch Manning, the running game was working. They beat Texas A&M. That's a huge win. They may have more work to do to get in the college football playoff. Georgia had no problem with Georgia Tech. And Ole Miss had no problem with Mississippi State. College football today, big slate today. Ohio State at Michigan. Ohio State, Michigan, top 25 rivalry matchup from Ann Arbor. Coverage begins at 10:30 with the kickoff at 11 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can never miss Ohio State, Michigan. Don't count Michigan out. They haven't gotten a lot of run this year. The rest of the slate today, Texas Tech at West Virginia, Miami at Pittsburgh. I like Pitt in that one. Oregon at Washington, LSU at Oklahoma, Vandy at Tennessee, Bama at Auburn, Northwestern at Illinois, and then the late night game, Notre Dame at Stanford. Should be no problem for Notre Dame. But keep an eye on some of those games today because, you know, LSU, Oklahoma, everyone thinks LSU, they're not that great. It's only a 6-point spread. Oregon at Washington. Washington's good for one a year. And Oregon can't really, they can kind of afford a loss, but Texas Tech, West Virginia, Miami at Pitt. There's a lot of nice games today. Hey, don't forget this Tuesday, not just Wiener Circle Tuesday. Join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise. It's Chicago Against Hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagofoodbank.org or text GIVE to 91471. chicagofooddepository.org or GIVE to 91471. College football is interesting this weekend. Before we get to Sean Salisbury in about a minute here, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss rolled last night. The biggest topic in college football the past 2 weeks is Lane Kiffin going to go to Florida, LSU, or stay at Ole Miss? Multiple reports yesterday that Florida's out. It's like three hats, and now it's two hats at the table, like the old recruiting table thing that high schoolers used to do. It's between Ole Miss and LSU, and I haven't seen a credible report of which one it is. Lane Kiffin said to some people down there that he's going to make his announcement on Sunday morning. He's going to pray on it. He's going to get ready for it. And this is going to be very interesting. I predicted LSU, and I stick with my LSU pick, and there's a decent chance I'm wrong, as usual. The LSU job doesn't come up that often. Ole Miss, that's attainable, generally. It's a very good job now, but he made it a good job, Ole Miss. LSU is perpetually a good job, fantastic recruiting base, fantastic support system, a little bit of a wounded animal after Brian Kelly just decimated it the past couple of years. But I'm sticking with Lane Kiffin to LSU. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be tomorrow morning. All right, you're listening to Tailgate 670 The Score. I'm Paul Pabst. We're here to get you through it, but let's talk more Bears, more NFC. Joining us now on the Tailgate, my good friend, NFL analyst, former USC quarterback, former NFL quarterback, Sean Salisbury. So, Sean, Eagles were roughed up against Dallas in the second half last week. You think they're going to make a big comeback, a little get-right game. Bears injured at linebacker, Jalen Johnson back, Kyler Gordon back. What were you expecting before the Eagles-Bears game last night?
Yeah, Paulie, on my show, which is you can catch on that, it's selfless promo on YouTube and sure. Rumble and iTunes and all that, called Unpaved, every day, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern live. And then the podcast. I said on my show on Friday that I'll be shocked if the Eagles don't come out and play with energy because they were humiliated against a rival, the Cowboys. And now I understand the expectations are crazy. Here's a Super Bowl champion. They're in first place, and yet we're standing with a chance at the one seed, and every series they're getting booed. I understand how passionate the Philadelphia Eagles fans are, but I also, when you watch today's game, you get it. Why the frustration? I mean, whether it's a coaching decision not to go for one instead of kick it so you're still alive with an 8 point instead of two possessions. Yeah. I don't understand the lack of Saquon Barkley, Paulie. I don't understand the lack of more Jalen Hurts feet. You saw when Barkley, his feet, and then the game when they're playing off schedule and throwing quick slants, you saw in the third quarter them go down and hit that back shoulder throw for the touchdown to A.J. Brown. There's something missing from energy. I was shocked. I expected far more energy and far more physicality considering what the Dallas Cowboys did to them coming back. And we didn't see it. We didn't see enough of Barkley, and they hammered at the line of scrimmage in their front seven.
It felt like one of those body-switching movies because the past 10 years, the Eagles are known for their offensive line and their defensive line, and they put other pieces in place. And the Bears, which have a brand-new offensive line, and they're doing better, and they've got some deep running backs, but not Saquon Barkley running backs.
Right.
They ran for almost 300 yards against them, Sean. How do you explain it as a football guy?
Well, I felt like I was watching like old school Greg Pruitt, Johnny Rogers, Oklahoma, Nebraska, you know, tearaway jerseys, all 300, like it's a college football Big 12 game, yeah. The way that the Chicago Bears ran it. It's a great point about the full Lindsay Lohan switch with Jamie Lee Curtis, right? It really is, like whatever that movie was that we got the remake out. But the truth is, Paulie, go in. How did the Eagles win Super Bowls? And even going into this year, when they dominate you, Jalen Hurts uses his legs in their playoff schedule, but everything's in rhythm without being pass happy. Barkley gets involved. I'm talking about their Super Bowl wins last year, and when they beat Tom Brady, great front seven, get after it. Defense last year in the Super Bowl, getting after Mahomes, run the football, dominate the line of scrimmage, both sides. Well, in this game, the Bears ran it as easy as you could possibly run it. They did.
Sean, the final stats were 47 carries, 281 yards, 6 yards a carry. Like you said, that's like Oklahoma with Keith Jackson.
No doubt. And I'll bet you, Paulie, that if you go back and look, any team over the last decade that's carried the ball almost 50 times, I'll bet you it's like 98% win rate, just the touches alone. So I was shocked that the Bears dominate the line of scrimmage. They don't get any pressure on Caleb Williams. When they do, his off-schedule stuff works. He was less than 50% completion rate around there. So it wasn't a dominant pass game for them. Yet you still knew they were going to run it. You still bullied them, which has shocked me with the energy and the execution. I'm going to tell you this. This Eagles team like this cannot win a Super Bowl. They absolutely cannot. Because they did the one thing, Paulie. I can all, you know, if you and I are watching a UFC fight or a boxing match, right? I can handle the guy in a heavyweight division who ducks away from, dodges a straight right and then comes back and flails away and hits a guy in the face and knocks him out by accident, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're the guy who got knocked out, you say, I want more of you. I want a rematch. But when they come at you and punch you in the gut and in the rib cage, time after time, by the end of it, you're like, nah, man, I'm done.
I'm
that's
tapping out.
The Bears, that's exactly right. That's it. When have we seen the Eagles tap out, getting their physical ass kicked? And that's exactly what the Bears did. I thought I was watching 80s. I'm not comparing them to the 85 Bears, but that's
right. The
type of Bears team. It felt like the Eagles are not a Super Bowl team playing like they played today.
Former NFL quarterback, USC quarterback Sean Salisbury. Check him out on all his social media. We'll get to his podcast in a second. But Sean, I'm going to take you into pregame. You played the position in the NFL at the highest level. And when you see the conditions with wind before a game, do coaches check the wind, offensive coordinators check the wind and say like, okay, Caleb Williams is not a pinpoint passer. We're going against the Eagles. Maybe we lean towards the run a lot more early based off the wind swirling crosswinds. Do they change even moments before a game?
Yeah, they can. They do. I think you got to go into it like if you're playing in Philly or Chicago this late in the season, these type of places, you got to take that into account, not only when you're putting your game plan in, but it's almost like here's what we want to do, but we'll be prepared to do this. Remember Belichick when his team went to Buffalo and ran it with Mac Jones' his rookie year? Like they ran it like 40-plus times and they
– 40-plus
like
times.
Three times and they won. Yeah. You go into that game because the snow was so bad, it's like – come on, man. We're putting ourselves in a bad position, even if we tried to throw it. And then you mix a play action one in once in a while. Same thing. And even if it's not the head coach that checks it, I can assure you the offensive coordinator and the quarterback are saying, man, this wind's swirling. And, Paulie, there's one thing about it. Even if it was wind going one way and not the other, people get this perception that just throwing into the wind's the problem. Well, what happens and when I'm training quarterbacks, when you throw with the wind, and I know this was a swirl, but when you throw with the wind, what happens? You tend to short arm it and start to aim it, and you don't just let it rip. So that ball even hangs up there and misses because your mechanics, you think, I don't want to throw it too hard yet. If you do your normal mechanics, just like into the wind, if you don't need to overthrow it. It's all lower half explosion. So your mechanics shouldn't change, but your game plan must.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you got to crap can it and not be able to get to the throw. But establish the run, mix in some play action, get them on the edge. That's why I like the Bears even better now. And I'm sold. Now, I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team yet, but I'm sold at the way they're elevating their game, Paulie. They're winning close games. They're learning how to win. We know Philadelphia knows how to win, except these last 2 weeks. But I love the way, and I would suggest that both teams spend more time using quarterback legs on scheduled stuff, not just the off schedule. Because as you can see, both of these teams are better offensively, when Stafford doesn't need to be off schedule, Drake May doesn't need to be off schedule. These two teams, with the ability of their legs, both teams are better when you're using the full bandwidth vertically and horizontally. I don't think the Eagles did a good job of that, but you're right. You do have to take into account the wind. If you don't, that's just that's another part of the game plan you just didn't put in.
Yeah, Sean, I want to talk bigger picture about the Bears. You cover the entire National Football League. You watch all the games. You can't watch every minute of every game. But a lot of people in Chicago and listening right now on 670 The Score, this Paul Papps, this is a tailgate. Sometimes when the Bears have won over the past 2 months and they've been close wins that, you know, could have been losses, and sometimes they get picked apart by us and the local media, like they could have done this better, they could have done that better. But at the end of the day, it's a win. And there's a big debate in Chicago. Is there such thing as an ugly win? And the difference between ugly wins and ugly losses, when you see a team just on by the skin of their teeth winning four or five in a row, how do you look at that team?
I am, Paulie, in the days, in the years when I played, it didn't matter what level. If I had a, you know, you throw a lot, we're in a league now that, well, from high school, college, and pro, that such quarterback centric that normally if the quarterback plays poorly, you're not going to win much unless the other quarterback plays just as poorly, right? Because everything, Buffalo can't win if Josh Allen doesn't play great, right? We've seen that this year. But going into it, you prepare that, you know, that you want to have the perfect game. Everybody wants to throw for 400, score 40, and do it. I have never been on a team in my life. Now, the confidence and fun and swagger when you go into a Friday night or a Friday night after high school or a Sunday and you go to dinner with the fellas after you win, you're all excited and you won. But you tell me when anybody really learned a ton from making
from a blowout,
from being easy. Right. Now, your confidence goes. You say, man, we're pretty good. But then if you're not challenged very much, when you finally get challenged late in the season, you may not know how to handle it. Mm. I look at the opposite. I've never also been on a team that when we won ugly, and I'm going to tell you this, I would say it suggests that most wins in a football season, whether it's the Rams, the Eagles wins the way New England, that then when they come out of it, you left 20 plays on the table. But most wins are ugly wins, right?
Right.
You're not boat racing teams very often. It's the NFL. If you got a seven-point spread, we're like, damn, this is a blowout spread, right? So for me, the learning, and I'm a strong believer in this, I don't think you learn as much from being a team that wears everybody out, because at some point you're going to hit adversity. I'm not sure you know how to handle it. This team wins close, they may be ugly. So, yeah, you can win ugly. I know we all want the throw for, like I said, put up 500 yards offense. That's not feasible every week. What is
not Chicago.
Right, learning how to win. So we're all critical of the Bears because we want Caleb to go 30 or 41, right? We want him to run for 200 yards. We want Mike Singletary to come out of retirement and make a few tackles. But the truth is, Paulie, when all said and done, I don't know anybody that goes look back and says, you know what? Man, we were 12-5. We made the playoffs. But that play in week three, it could have been a prettier win. But you found a way. Now, in the offseason, if you're doing it right, you'll go back and say, I got to make that throw, right? And you'll go be self-critical and do it. But the truth is, I've never understood why we bitch and complain in this league, which is hard to win, about getting wins. And I see improvement every week. Caleb Williams looks more in command now. He's starting to look like he did at SC. I'm not talking about the results of big 400-yard games, but just the command of people believing they're going to get it done. And, hell, they're getting it done more now than he did in college because we couldn't stop anybody defensively. So this Bears team looks different.
Right.
They're taking the ball away. They're protecting it. And Caleb Williams still hasn't learned how to play yet, and I mean that affectionately. Wait till he learns how to make even more plays from the pocket. The Chicago Bears are headed in the right direction.
Yeah, final 2 minutes with Sean Salisbury, former NFL and USC quarterback. Sean, where's that podcast we could all find?
You can go to YouTube, to iTunes, to Rumble, to wherever you get them, Paul.
Find Sean
Salisbury. 1 o'clock Eastern, right? And right, Unpaved on Rumble. It's the Sean Salisbury Unpaved on Rumble. It's 12 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday live, and then the podcast. And things are going pretty well, man. We're loving it, and we're hopefully headed to make it one of those can't miss podcasts. I mean, you know what it's like to have a show that you can't.
I've always loved your work, man. You're unvarnished, and you know the game, and you played at the highest level. One thing I've always said about Caleb Williams over the past year is he does this spectacular. He doesn't often do the mundane. Like on a second down and 10, can he throw a 5-yard out pattern and be happy with 5 yards in second down? Now, that's what I was saying 2 or 3 months ago. I'm starting to lose that because he's starting to do checkdowns that are not spectacular or rolling right and throwing it into the turf and saying, you know what? I live to see another day. It feels like it's trending in the direction of I'm okay with an incompletion. I'm okay with a quick 8-yard out pattern.
Pauly, we could put you in the booth of that. You are. I've been preaching that all year long with him and with him. Think about Breeze and Brady and Warren Moon and the great players, Manning.
Manning.
You know what they all did? They made the simple play look simple. Yep. They made the mundane, boring play all the time. Not some of the time, all the time. And you are exactly right. The hero ball is starting to go away from him where he feels like he's got to make every – and then you see him scramble up and make the throw to the tight end for a big play to put him, you know, to extend the lead. But he's getting better. I don't need check down for six. Throw the swing route or the sidearm screen pass for five more. And that just spreads the bandwidth, and then you can do some things inside. You're 100% correct. When his emotion and mentally, he starts to realize – listen, by getting, if they want to drop back and I throw the check down five plays in a row, eventually they'll get tired of coming up and having to tackle. And then I'll bang the bender behind him. We'll do that. So he's getting better. Their team's getting better at doing it. And you're exactly right. The best in the world make the simple plays all the time, and they make it look simple.
All right. Final 30 seconds, Sean. It's great having you on the tailgate, by the way. You're one of my best buddies in the industry. The Bears have two of their next three against the Green Bay Packers. I think whoever wins two of those wins the division. Where do you see this playing out?
I think it's going to be right. I think we're going into the last week of the season. I think if you're the Bears, you're begging for a split. Of course you want to win them all, but let's be logical there. And I'm going to tell you what, the Packers
home and
know.
Home.
You're damn right. The Packers know. They absolutely know what they're in for. The Bears obviously do, but the Packers know what they're in for because you turn it over once or twice. You get a little carried away with your front seven and don't play run defense, the Chicago Bears will take you to the brink. And the Bears now believe that when they get to the fourth quarter within a score or if they're ahead of score, they're winning. That's how they feel. I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, doing it on national TV against the Eagles was really a good step. Sean, it's great to see you.
By themselves, too, Paulie, where nobody else is playing.
It was on Prime. Who thought that would happen? Sean, great to have you on the show, buddy.
Love you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, former USC quarterback, good friend of the Tailgate Show. Coming up next, we got 3 and Out, the morale meter, all that is coming up. This is the Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back with more of the tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsegian know about it?
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on the tailgate, Paul Papp, 6-7 to score. 4 days of football and food is just like heaven. Early odds coming up inside the clubhouse coming up, and the Ohio State-Michigan coming up right here on the Score. Now, I'm dealing with one tough thing. By the way, thank you to Sean Salisbury for joining the tailgate, and thank you to the Bears and Eamon Akpan-Dominga for joining the tailgate, the Bears linebacker number 45. Great to have him on the show a little bit earlier. If you missed it, if you missed Eamon, get the podcast. We'll post it in a little bit on the Score and on my Twitter feed at Paul Pabst to follow us on Twitter. A little bit of a situation up here. Got two of my brother-in-laws at the house who don't watch sports and don't know football. They ask me questions like, oh, do the Cowboys and Lions play every Thanksgiving? I'm like, oh, no. I asked for a game update the other day and like, oh, the score is 3-7. I'm like, oh, not, it's not 3-7. It's 7-3. And I'm putting my hand through my head and then like, they're watching the Steelers game the other day, and one of my brother-in-law goes, so the Packers, Aaron Rodgers isn't their quarterback anymore? Oh, no. That was like 3-4 years ago. Something I had to deal with, Sean. Wish me the best, you know?
You, if anyone's got the patience for it, I think you may have it. I hope you have it.
I may have to move. All right, let's get to three and out. Three football questions, rapid fire. Sean gives them to me. Sean, what do you have?
Okay, so first question. Bears defense playing hurt again with no starting linebackers holds the Eagles to 15 points. Primetime game. This is a huge moment here. Are we not talking enough about Dennis Allen and this Bears defense?
No, no, not nationally. I think locally on the Score and other places, they talk about Dennis Allen quite a bit. But they don't give an award for coordinator of the year. And I don't think they do. If the NFL does, I don't know about it. But I would think that he would get it. You know, these turnovers don't just happen. This patchwork defense doesn't just happen. It's got to be schemed up, and he's doing a fantastic job and needs more national attention. Good question.
Next question here. Thanksgiving triple header. Were you entertained with all three games on Thanksgiving? Some fun ones.
Surprisingly so. All three games were good. I kind of was rooting for Dallas just for the story of it. And then Joe Burrow coming back really salvaged the late game Bengals versus Ravens, because the Ravens aren't too juicy. The Bengals are really down, but Joe Burrow's back made it a lot more interesting. So it was a good day. Also watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on Thanksgiving Day. Always try to squeeze that one in.
Classic, of course. Last question here for you. Give me your pick, OSU and Michigan, coming up here 10:30 on the Score. Who are you picking today, Paul?
I'm going to pick Michigan. Weirdly, this is their version of a Super Bowl. I think they're going to need a lot of help. Of course, it'll probably be 45-20 Ohio State and start the fourth quarter, and I'll be completely wrong. But Michigan needs one big thing this year, and it would be wild if they won four in a row. All right, that's three and out. Let's get to it. 6-7 to score. Paul Pabst, the tailgate, a couple more minutes here. How's morale? It's the morale meter for the Bears fans right here on the tailgate. I had it at 8.1 last week. It's now up to 8.8, and here's why. A year ago today, as we said earlier, the Bears had just lost six straight, including the loss to Detroit, 23-20, the bad clock management on Thanksgiving Day, and they lost their coach, which ended up being a good thing that they fired the coach. So maybe that six-game losing streak begat Ben Johnson. We said that on the Score last year on the tailgate. Like, you get rid of Eberflus, you have to, and that put the position to get Ben Johnson. The embarrassment of that losing streak gave you Ben Johnson. I could barely eat. I mean, it was tough last year. And now, on national TV, the Eagles get absolutely boat raced. They got run all over, and they look like a team you would not pick to be in the Super Bowl. Ben Johnson's got his shirt off, and we're all going to Wiener Circle. That's where we are a year later. What life is this? Don't wake me up if we're dreaming. For the Bears' next few games, the Bears' slate is really interesting. At the Packers, host the Browns, host the Packers, at the 49ers. Okay, I don't even want to say it, but if you can go 2-0 against the Packers, you're winning that division, period. this is as obvious as it gets, but you go 2-0 against the Packers in the next 3 weeks, you're winning the NFC North. Jalen Johnson's back. Kyler Gordon's back. The running game is cruising. It's unbelievable time to be a Bears fan. It's a lot of fun to watch. And the best thing is, this is the tailgate. We're done for the day. A lot coming up on the score. College football, full slate. NFL, full slate. But if you're a Bears fan right now, you can put your feet up and watch football after a monstrous win. You could have a relaxing weekend. Instead of one of those tense Sundays, it's going to be a relaxing Sunday. Watch some games all day. Eat some more leftovers. Make some questionable decisions. Have a cocktail at noon. Your team just beat the Eagles on national TV. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy it. Don't forget the podcast of the show. I'm Paul Papps. He's Sean Sears. We'll talk to you next week. 670 Score. This is The Tailgate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.